Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah. Stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And the question of the day is, can you fix a broken person? A lot of people pour a lot of energy, a lot of their time and resources into people that are broken, and many times they come out scarred. They come out maybe change themselves, DJ Brother Z. They may not be the same after that because now they don't trust. And I'm wondering, when I see these posts or when I see people posting these things, are they actually looking at themselves for actually putting themselves in that situation? You know, and a lot of people say people want challenges. They want projects. They want people to, I guess they accepting the challenge of trying to change somebody, but they end up being changed themselves. We got Eddie on the lines. Eddie, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory Lowe. How you doing today?
How you doing, Brother Eddie?
Good. I got to straighten some out. One of the fans of the show contacted me, and apparently yesterday on the show, I implied, it was yesterday or the day before, that nobody's happily married. None of my friends are happily married.
Oh, they was listening.
I have to say, my friend Eric
you got
Rangel is a postman on Downer Avenue on the east side for the U.S. Postal Service. And I think his wife wanted him to remind me that he's happy, and she went ahead and told Eric to tell me that. You see what I mean?
So was he happy, or what? I mean, he told you, right?
I think he is happy. I think he is. He told me this morning, but here's the gig. That's one guy. Out of all the hundreds of thousands of men I know, it's Eric Rangel from Tulsa. That's it.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, it seemed like you got checked. It seemed like somebody came to check you, Eddie, about some of your commentary.
Yeah, the wife did. The wife. I don't care. You know, nobody bats 1,000. Michael Jordan only shot 49% from the field, okay? Mm.
All right, well,
so, Tory,
question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Can a broken person be fixed? And a lot of people, they'll call in and they'll hit the talk to text and they'll say that, Eddie, you sound like a broken person yourself.
I don't deny it. How can I not? When you're raised on good old school Midwestern Christian values, and then all of a sudden one day people decide to flip the script, and you're only used to that. Your operating system was designed to believe that you're supposed to be a mensch. You're supposed to be, you know, have character and credibility and integrity, veracity, be a good man. You know, run into the burning house if you have to. And now in the last 10 or 15 years, everything's turned upside down, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Nothing's the way it used to be. Things used to make sense. They don't make sense anymore. You know what I'm talking about, Tory.
Right.
I scroll.
I do a lot of scrolling. That's why I brought the subject up, because a lot of people are lashing out from dealing with people that may have been broken, and they got used. They lost money. They lost trust in people. And they're just telling these stories, and sometimes I wonder, did it ever click that, hey, maybe this is maybe a bad thing to take on?
Well, Tory, I'm going to tell you, I'm not bragging, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I look back, and I was a fool for doing it, but I used to help people out all the time. Somebody'd be broke, I might loan them money for rent, and then never get the money back. I've had house painters who were going to jail because they didn't pay child support. So I went to the bank and got the $1,000 or $2,000 so they could run down, give it to the judge, and not get arrested, just to have that person steal my equipment and try to steal my customers. Mm. I'm done helping people out. I really am. I really am done helping people out. I've helped. I've honestly helped hundreds of people, and I don't think I've felt good about it. I mean, it turned out well, probably less than 3% of the time. But it's not everybody. I've seen people, Tori, and I'm an atheist, but I've seen people with the love and faith in Jesus Christ change their lives around and go from being absolute bastards to being pillars of the community. So I've seen that, even though I'm an atheist. I've seen it. I've seen Jesus Christ change people's lives.
Okay, well,
but like, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Well, I'll say this. I'll say this. When you have poured into people and things like that, so you didn't take it out on the next person. You didn't let that spill into your attitude with somebody else.
No. I'm pretty good about compartmentalizing. If I'm mad at DJ Brother Z, I don't take it out on you, even though you're there. You know what I mean? I know how to keep that compartmentalized. I'm really good at that. I've got friends who aren't. If they're mad at somebody at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to hear about it at 8 o'clock at night. I walk away. I just go, I'm done. You know, as you get older, you just don't care anymore. You just don't care the way you used to. Everything isn't the end of the world, you know, but, I'm done helping people. But I would say the stats are, and I want to agree with Al a little bit, but the stats are about 95% ungrateful people. After you've bent over backwards to help them, 5% of people you'll truly have a positive impact on, and you'll be able to see it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Not all, but the odds are against it. I can say that.
So it's okay. You fix? Are you saying no? Are you saying no?
I'm saying I am done. I am done helping people. And I can even tell my spirits are done. It used to be if I saw somebody with a flat tire, there are sometimes I'd pull over 3 times in a month to help people out. I no longer do this stuff anymore. I'm desensitized from all the negativity, and I guess I'm just beaten down. I'm 58 years old, and nothing good ever comes of it. It just doesn't.
Mm.
So I am done. I'm done.
I guess I'll take that as a no. All right, Eddie. Thank you for tapping in. You know, the one thing I'll say is this, you know, we got to restructure how we try to use our energy as well, you know. And I think that many times when we start to reflect on where we're spending our energy, many times we'll admit, hey, I shouldn't have did that. You know, once we, in retrospect, once hindsight is 20/20, but I think we need to start getting ahead of the curve and help, but not be taken advantage of.
No more Monday morning quarterbacking.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can find a way to help, and you know, everybody needs help. You know, even the people that help need help sometimes. But sometimes it goes beyond help, and then it turns into being taken advantage of. And I always say, like, I'm just here to help. I'm not here to be taken advantage of. And what I agree to. Many times where when it comes to situation, when it comes to community, I'm just there for that. And I'm going to try to, you know, bring some type of result to that. And then I'm moving on, you know, and it keeps me from being exhausted or taken advantage of, or what I call becoming enslaved to somebody else by getting buried in their problematic ideas, you know. So you don't want to get buried in the problematics. You just want to help, stick and move, you know. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You want to get in and out. You don't want to, a lot of times when people see how you're able to help, then they'll actually do something else, and they'll keep, you know, and then they'll start using you up. And I think that many times that's not good, because it gives a crutch to that person. You become that crutch for them. And I believe that we have to make sure we monitor how we help people so we don't fall victim of somebody that's ungrateful, somebody that may misuse your ability to help. I think I got that down pat. I think I mastered that over the last 14 years. I'm just there for what I came for, and I'm going to keep my word on what I tried to do. And after that, I'm done. I'm out. I'm going to something else because I can spread my energy around to other people that need help instead of being in a situation where I'm consistently being drained by somebody that may see, okay, this person can help. Let me take advantage of this person. And it's and the sad part about it is, like Char said, there's some evil people out there that prey on the kindness of others. And we got to have more discernment. We got to have more intuition. And I hate to see good people get hurt and then somebody who really need their service or really could do something great with their help be denied because they're hurt and they don't want to do anything else for others. And I see it all the time. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them because, but I also say you got to look back and reflect on you and how you are able to discern what you're doing when you're trying to help somebody. You know, that don't mean go bankrupt, emotionally bankrupt. When you try, if you're going emotionally bankrupt trying to help somebody, you didn't do it right. You didn't do it right. That the help is supposed to be within your talent. All right, I don't want that to go over your head. But the help is supposed to be within your talent range. Not if it's exhausting and it's emotionally draining, then you're not helping. Not even you. Hey. Well, look, when we come back, I want to head over to New York. There's a story that's coming out of New York about two twin sisters. I want to talk about this story. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Baseball season is finally here, and we want to celebrate the Milwaukee Brewers with you, Truth Nation. From now through the end of April, we will be giving away tickets to cheer on the Brewers live from American Family Field. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game, you must download the 1017 The Truth app and be on the lookout for our weekly Brewers push notifications. Play ball with the truth and go watch the Brew Crew by downloading the 1017 The Truth app today and wait for them push notifications so you can head to the game. Hey!
I like how the phone rang in the song as soon as you said push notifications.
Hey, also, Truth Nation, the cleanup. Saturday, April 13th is the third annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, and we want you to go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up and volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who joins gets free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com, and help us beautify our city together. The Truth Community Cleanup is sponsored by Cousin Subs. Hey, look, y'all gotta sign up so we know how many Cousin Subs to get, you know. Hey, so don't show up with everybody if y'all just register. That's all you got to do. Register. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com so you can have a great time and get some Cousin Subs. Hey, look, DJ Brother Z, another powerful conversation we've been talking about when it comes to Can You Fix Broken People. I appreciate everybody for joining in the conversation today, but we got to go over to New York. There is a situation with two twin sisters that were stabbed by a drunken man after they refused to engage with the drunken man. Let's listen.
Well, an unimaginable heartbreak for a family tonight after 19-year-old twin sisters were both stabbed in Park Slope early this morning. One of the sisters tonight has succumbed to her injuries. Fox 5's Kendall Green has more on the brutal attack.
She's taking it real hard. You know, you never expect nothing like this to happen. What are you going to do?
Alfonso Goodson is facing a level of grief he never imagined he'd feel after getting a sobering call Sunday about his granddaughter, 19-year-old Samaya Spain.
Said, granddaddy, Samaya got stabbed and she died.
Wow.
You know.
What was your reaction?
I couldn't believe it. My wife started crying and everything.
Police got the call about a stabbing around 2:20 Sunday morning after someone stabbed Samaya and her twin sister right outside of the Natural Plus bodega in Park Slope, Brooklyn. Mohammed Albar, who works at the store, watched the girls grow up.
They're very nice girls. I know the family.
This is crazy.
So sad to see them. One of them gone, you know, one of them, she passed away.
A witness on scene says some guys were hanging out at the store, hitting on the group of girls who just walked in.
One of the guys had complimented the two girls that had walked in with their friends, and they said no.
The groups started going back and forth arguing before one of the men walked down the block angrily, according to witnesses. Minutes later, one of the men in his 20s, they say, came banging and kicking on the bodega doors, with the girls still inside. Workers locked the door until he walked away again. When they unlocked the doors, that's when the attack happened.
A guy in all black had stabbed one of the girls
that's
in her neck and the other in her arm and ran,
leaving the knife he used right there on scene. Officials expect Samaya's twin sister to be okay, while the workers who witnessed the brutal attack, too, have their scars.
When I come in, they went out. They look like in their faces, like, so sad about it.
The news reinforcing nearly every father's fear.
I think every father would think about something like this happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the worst call you could get. Like, you know, something happened to your daughter.
Now, police have yet to make an arrest in the case. Anyone who may have seen anything or know anything about the suspect
he's still out there.
Is asked to come forward.
You know, this is the thing that I don't like. And when you go down to the corner store, the gas station, it's people hanging out in front of the door, you know, begging. You know, and can you imagine being young girls, 19-year-old girls, going into, you know, a store and there's guys hanging out in front of it? How intimidating is that? You know, and then to have somebody try to hit on you, and then they waiting outside. I don't think they should have even allowed people to be hanging outside the gas station doors, because that's right in a lot of places here in Milwaukee. When I pull up, I'm a male, so it don't bother me. But can you imagine being a young girl trying to go run into the gas station or run into some of these corner stores or run into some of these places where there's people in front of the door?
Yeah, I'm sure they got signs outside of their gas station that say, you know, no loitering, but
right,
people
but
don't
people
follow.
Don't listen to that. People don't follow that. I see it all the time, and I had people tell me that they were harassed right here in the city of Milwaukee trying to walk in and get some gas.
Or, yeah, I know people that won't go to the gas station.
Yeah, because it's too many people standing in front of the door. Why are they standing in front of the door like that? But like I said, this is something that I think I had a conversation about this last year, where somebody got assaulted here in the city. I think they told me that they were by the hometown. Hey, but look, can you imagine going the rest of your life without your twin? Talking about you know, you only thing you did was go to the store. And then some people don't even know how to take rejection.
That's clearly what happened.
Yeah, they don't know how to take rejection. And not only is it, now can you imagine these twin girls and the people that were with them, they weren't even in a relationship with these guys. And this happened. The rejection. Can you imagine domestics where people are in a relationship and the person is trying to leave and the other person is, you know.
And like they're already trapped, they're already locked in.
Yeah, they already locked in.
They're still being rejected.
Right. Like they don't want to be rejected from the relationship. So they say, if you try to leave me, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z.
Or not even say I'm going to do it, but actually do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Yeah. That's why I say, hey, look, we gotta use discernment. And we got to start really trying to, I don't even know if they could have avoided this. If they was going to, you know how you finna go out and go to the store, you know, you're not into it with anybody. But like I said, it be those people that be standing in front of that store that have issues and problems. Some ask for money. Some ask, can I pump your gas and I'll do this and that.
I'm gonna say, I'm sure she rejected him in a respectful,
right,
like, manner too.
Yeah, I think that many times we just got to keep our head on a swivel, because that's every father's worst nightmare. To go to the store to have this happen, and I'm only talking about this because I see a lot of people standing out in front of corner stores, in front of gas stations, and they mess with the customers going in and out. So we're men, so we don't, you know, we ready for the battle. You know, if somebody tried to do something to us, but can you imagine a woman that's nice, you know, nice looking or a beautiful, you know, trying to walk in somewhere and somebody, can I holler at you? No, you can't holler at me.
But I don't even think you can say it like that now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right. But the first reaction is, no. So now you got to be afraid to say no? You know what I've seen women do when they get in these situations where guys are surrounding them? They'll give them a fake number just to get out of the situation.
Yeah, but some dudes will actually call, they'll wait and they'll call that number right there.
Right.
Because they know sometimes they'll give a fake number. So they say, all right, now I'm going to stand here and I'm going to call this number. And if you gave me a fake number, now we're going to have a problem.
Okay, well, maybe they have to do the Instagram. I see more people saying, add me on Instagram because of that. So that's maybe why a lot of people are just saying, we'll add each other on Instagram just to avoid that confrontation. Hey, that's a lot. That's crazy to me. Like, that women, prayer goes up to the family of these 19-year-old twins. Also, DJ Brother Z, you just sent me a notification. Remember we was talking about the reckless driving that was going on. DJ Brother Z just sent me something that he got in his notification. Let me read it. It says, 13th of Atkinson, adult female, estimated in the 50s, pedestrian, struck by a vehicle. Patient is unresponsive with critical injuries. See, and this is, once again, when we talk about that 56% of the black community is affected by reckless driving in a negative way, but we only make up 26% of the county. So now we got something that just came in where an adult female estimated in her 50s was struck by a vehicle. Like right now, like on 13th and Atkinson, in the black community, in the black neighborhood. So Truth Nation, keep your head on a swivel. Make sure that we're looking out for each other the best way we can. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, these reckless drivers, when they pass the law that you're going to have maximum sentencing for killing somebody or causing great injury, don't call Tory Lowe and talk about it was an accident. I don't want to hear none of that. It's irresponsible to get behind the wheel of a car and act reckless. It's irresponsible. And it's all fun and games till somebody get hurt. Also, we just got another situation. I just looked on Facebook, but I think I'm about to talk about that tomorrow because we ain't going to have the time. We ain't going to have the time to really discuss.
It's one of them.
It's one of them. But bipartisan lawmakers are pushing for tougher penalties and police chases. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are asking Governor Tony Evers to sign tougher legislation when it comes to reckless driving. Let's listen.
Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle making a push for Governor Tony Evers to sign more legislation when it comes to reckless driving. Senate Bill 514 would increase punishments for criminals who flee from police that result in injury or death. Our Jenna Ray joins us live now outside the Greenfield Police Department. So, Jenna, why were lawmakers out there today? What did they say?
Simone, both Democratic and Republican state lawmakers were standing here just moments ago asking the governor to sign Senate Bill 514. Again, as you mentioned, it's a bill that would increase the punishment for folks who choose to flee from police as they're trying to be pulled over. And it's also a bill that these lawmakers believe will stop criminals from running from police. The bill is centered around the death of Aaron Mogensen. Aaron was hit and killed during a police chase back in November while police were trying to pull over a driver who was in a stolen car, but the driver never stopped. After police called off the pursuit, the driver, who police say reached speeds of 100 miles per hour, hit and killed Erin and her unborn child. Senate Bill 514 would impose tougher punishments on criminals who run from police, specifically those who injure or kill someone. State Representative Bob Donovan says he's proud to see something tragic turn into an effort to create change.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by Justice Wisconsin advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Want to see Giannis live and up close? How about Giannis and Thanasis Antetokounmpo sitting down for an intimate conversation? The Analysis Live is coming this Friday. Get your tickets now to see the Analysis Live at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. He'll be joined by his brother, no one other than the Greek Freak. They'll talk hoops, life, and more, and will even be joined by several other special guests. TALiveShow.com is where you get your tickets. That's TALiveShow.com to see Thanasis and Giannis on Friday night for the Analysis Live. Hey, joining me on the lines is Justice Wisconsin advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. All is well.
Hey, I guess I'll start with asking you the question of the day.
Okay.
Question of the day. Can a broken person be fixed?
Yes, if they want to be fixed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't fix them. Mm. You can stand alongside of them if they want
to help,
you know, support while they're healing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as you being able to fix someone. And I think when we go into these projects, we find individuals that we see that's hurting like we're hurting, then we want to, reach out. Or sometimes broken people like to watch or help but think they can help somebody else heal while they're broken. And the majority of the time, you can try tirelessly in healing or fixing somebody else and mm-hmm. wind up in the mix of you trying to fix them, find yourself being even more broken due to not knowing that you can't help. You can give the support. You can stand by them. You can encourage them. You can uplift them. But if their actions isn't showing that being fixed is what they want to be, because a lot of people like being broken and their goal is to look like they want to be fixed, to draw you in as a fixer so they can break you on purpose.
Mm.
So it's best for you to have the discernment and understanding not to sacrifice yourself in situations with people whose actions is the opposite of what the words that's coming out of their mouth, because a lot of times we like to hear ourselves talk and say what it is that we want, but we put forth no action for that. So I would say nobody can fix you. You have to fix yourself.
Right. And the reason I was able to bring this up, because I'm seeing a lot of people lashing out. And I was thinking, like, if you knew this person had all of this, all these things going on, it's kind of like pouring into a cup with a hole in it. And you're kind of hurting yourself because you're sincerely trying to give in to this. And hopefully that the cup could take on what you're putting in there and overflow, but it never does. And then you end up becoming mistrusting of others due to your efforts pouring into that empty, to that broken glass.
And see, I think a lot of times we go in to situations broken. You know, it's trauma bonding. You know, y'all, trauma bonding. You know, they don't have a father and I don't have a father, and you know, they were hurt by such and such, and I was hurt by such and such, not understanding that usually when you put two broken people together, they become a perfect storm. You know what I'm saying? Even though your intentions are righteous, that doesn't mean the actions that come out of your intentions is going to be righteous, because you couldn't accept the fact that you were broken. You was in denial of your pain. And a lot of us that are in denial of our pain is Superman and Superwoman to in other individual situations, so we don't have to deal with our own. So, again, you have to make sure that you fix yourself before you reach out and try to help somebody else. I would always tell my daughter, you don't have to force feed somebody that's hungry. If they're hungry, they're going to eat. You're not going to have to force feed that, you know. And a lot of times we get in these situations where we want to be the Superman and the Superwoman, or we want to be the first person that this person can trust. But in reality, if this person don't trust themselves, and a lot of times our lack of self-confidence, our lack of trust of others is due to the lack of trust that we have in ourselves, because we want to believe that everybody going to do the right thing, and that's just not the case. So you have to make sure that you're ready and you're fixed before you try to go in and assist anybody and have the reality that you can't fix them. They have to want to be fixed, and they have to show you the actions of wanting to be fixed before you decide that I'm going to continue to pour into this cup. Because if it's just draining out, if you're telling me that you need something and I'm pouring into your cup and I see you pouring into other people's cup, that means that your cup really wasn't unfull. You just trying to take what I got to give to somebody else. So discernment is very important.
Right.
And the reality check of knowing you can't fix anyone that don't want to be fixed. And they have to do all the work. You can support them.
And people, when they say they've been taken advantage of, and sometimes I'll listen, you know, to see, you know, what happened. You know, sometimes when you get to the gist of it, you'd be like, why didn't you pay attention to the red flags? Why did you continue to go? And I believe that many times we have so much vested in the hope, you know, that somebody may change or maybe eventually become a benefit to us, that we, with that hope, we end up losing ourselves. And many times we become lost with
in the sauce.
Getting lost in the sauce.
A lot of times we're addicted to, because it has become a normalcy now, you know. Again, you know, you in something and now you're conditioned to this. And then you can't get mad or be jaded to the point of something that you signed up for.
Mm.
You have to take accountability in those moments. If you know you don't have it to give, then don't give it. My grandmother used to always tell us, if it's your last, you teach people how to treat you by what you accept. If it's your last, you teach people that this is my last, so I got to keep this for me. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I have more, then I'll give you that. But when you give a person your last, it's showing them that you don't care about you. Mm-hmm. Even when it comes to sexual education with our youth, I tell the girls and the boys, if you're going to be sexually active, it's your responsibility for your health. So young girls be thinking, well, if I have condoms, you know, he going to think I'm something else. I said, at the end of the day, your health is your responsibility. and you show him that you care about your life when you carry the right contraceptives to let him know that I'm not playing about my life and I'm not going to let you play about my life either. So we either going to use this or we ain't going.
And I think that
so it's your responsibility.
I think that many times they get under the pressure, be like, okay, you got a condom. You don't trust me? You know what I mean? Like, and that's a stupid, that's actually.
And you can call it what you want.
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
I just love
because.
Me. Yeah. I love me. So, you know, and I tell people all the time, like in relationships, it that I'm not cheating on you, I'm not cheating on me. If I feel that you're a good person for me, why would I cheat myself out of you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to lose you in the process. So why? It has nothing to do with you. I love Liz, and Liz loves you. So she's going to do everything in her righteousness to keep you because I said I love you, and this is how I'm going to show you.
Right.
So by loving myself, I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize myself nor yourself. And in reality, you have to make sure, again, that you're mentally stable, that you understand who you are, because when you believe, when you don't believe in yourself, you fall for everybody else. So self-belief is real.
All right, look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show as usual. Wow, Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Let's keep zoning, let's keep floating, let's keep moaning, girl, I know that it ain't over in the morning, you'll be running back to me. Heart was broken, I am frozen, now you're glowing. This is more than just a moment.
101, saving the truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Elizabeth Brown. Hey, it was a lot of guests on the show today. Eric Valdi.
No doubt.
He came through. He's running for a U.S. Senate. Against Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah.
It's political season.
I heard him. It's definitely political season. The clowns is out. You know what I'm saying? Like the misleadership is definitely running rapid, and everybody is trying to give you their best used car salesman slogan.
Mm-hmm.
I would just tell you, you know, to do your homework, try to find out if they're really about that action. A lot of the conversation that, you know, he was speaking on, I mean, I was taken back because he was saying, you know, when you asked him about the black community, he said welfare and the majority of the people on welfare are European.
Right.
And when he said picking ourselves up, you know, uplifting us out of poverty, not understanding that when you're talking about, you know, our man-made poverty situations, because even if they put legislation in for us to be able to buy houses, if the bank's not refinancing the houses, if there's predatory lending, if there's racial HOAs that's still in play to keep black people out of certain neighborhoods, if the job pay is set up, you know, again, these talking points are pivotal. And certain words is power words and trigger words for me, you know. When we talk about, you know, a person's mindset and where they are, because a lot of people are not educated to a point of the truth, but also been indoctrinated with the 500-year lie, you know, that we being able to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps when all of these things are set in place and we've been walking with our boots laced up and bombs was dropped. And well-to-do communities and all of the Jim Crow laws and all of these, you know, redlining things that are
and,
put in play.
And
nobody
even now in 2024, a lot of people, they saying that, you know, the banks are getting in trouble and getting sued because they're trying to stop home ownership, which is a gateway to wealth.
Correct. That part. And in the poor communities, we pay triple of what they pay in the suburban, whether it's life insurance, whether it's car insurance, property tax. I mean, you name it. We're being taxed the most, knowing that we make the least. So, again, I would advise anyone that's running for office to educate themselves and understand what the true red tape is. And it has nothing to do with us getting ourselves out of poverty when poverty is a man-made trap that the world uses to try to keep African-Americans down.
Right.
Especially those of us that are foundational, because we're talking about Tyson Foods right now, who have eliminated jobs of 1,200. Don't
right.
quote me on the numbers. 1,200 American workers and have allowed 42,000 illegal workers, and they're giving them attorneys, free daycare, you name it. You understand?
Right.
So, again, and make sure that you're listening.
And when you talk about the migrants and we talk about homelessness, and I always say that those migrants are not homeless. They just waiting to get your house.
That's it. That's all.
They just standing
that's
out there
it.
Waiting.
That's all.
Waiting to get, you know. Get
waiting on them to blow the whistle.
Right. Hey.
Because they tracking them. So, again, keep your head on a swivel and be ready to pivot in any which way. Right now is pivotal for us to pay attention, because they ain't never done what they said they was going to do. So, in reality, make sure that you about that action so you don't get caught up in their used car salesman slogan. You know what I'm saying? Like, so... Hey, well, King, we working.
And look, I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual, and we got a lot of work to do, Queen.
Hey, as always, King, one love.
I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tory Love for Waterfall, let's get it.
Hey, look, Truth Nation, I appreciate y'all for tapping into the show today. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. Look, y'all be safe. Look both ways before y'all cross the street. Dr. Ken Harris up next. Sometimes it's how you stand up. Oh, you be the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.